And now, more ways to save money. My colleague Alex Chadwick spoke with Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, to help answer a few of your financial questions.
Michelle, welcome back.
Oh, my pleasure as always.
Well, we'll see. How about some tough questions for you? First, school loan question. Listener writes, I'm a graduate student in my final year of school, $80,000 in loans. If I were to meet an untimely death, would my wife become responsible for the balance of the loans? Should we consider upping the premium on my life insurance policy?
I don't think that you have to do that if your wife is not also responsible for that debt. Say you've both consolidated some of your student loan debt, then if you die or become disabled or even divorced, you may in fact be responsible and likely responsible for that debt. So as long as you keep that debt separately, she didn't co-sign or responsible for it, it dies when you die.
Okay.
Unless you have money in your estate, and then your estate has to pay the debt. Otherwise, she's not responsible.
All right. Don't worry about the life insurance policy, at least not for that question.
Not for that question. I mean, obviously, he should have enough to take care of his wife should he pass away.
All right. Good. There's a question for someone who's already married. Here's a question from someone who's contemplating it, from Derek in Massachusetts. I'm getting married in about a month. My fiance owns a condo. She's lived there for less than 2 years. We'll be moving to my house that I bought a year and a half ago. Should we sell or rent the condo? Do we sell both and buy a bigger house?
Well, you know, I am so pleased that everyone thinks that I have a crystal ball. But the answer to that question depends on a whole lot of things. Is the property appreciating, and do you want to hold on to it to capitalize on that? If it is, they may want to hold on to it and rent it for a while. If they don't want to get into that, because some folks don't want to be a landlord and they want to use that money to perhaps pool it to buy a bigger house, then certainly sell. The thing is to sit down, look at your financial plan, make sure that you can cover a couple months mortgage if you don't find a renter or the renter moves out. But as long as the property is doing well by you, there are plenty of people who hold on to it and have another house and rent it and or sell it. So really, it's up to them depending on their financial situation.
Okay. And finally, comment and question from Chuck of Oregon City, Oregon. Michelle, he writes, I always enjoy your contributions, but I thought you were way too nice about the 40-year mortgages. Please go after this stuff and help families find their dream, not their debt. Yes, equity in a home is the American dream, the only real way many people save. So how does a 40-year mortgage do that? You know, I thought you were pretty tough on 40-year mortgages, but you did say they're at least something to think about.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is lots of folks are not used to all these new mortgage programs. And there's some diehards from way back when, like my grandmother times, not that this person's that old, that just believe it's 30-year fixed or 15-year fixed and nothing else works. Well, we're in a new day now. People can't afford some of the housing prices, and so they have to be a little bit more creative. But I think in that piece, as I always am, I tell people to be extremely cautious, because with a 40-year mortgage, you're going to have 10 more years of interest payments, which could be, you know, tremendous. But the fact of the matter is, on average now in the marketplace, most people are not staying in their homes for more than 5 to 7 years. So chances are they're not going to hold on to that 40-year mortgage.
Michelle Singletary writes the column The Color of Money for the Washington Post. She's a regular contributor here on Personal Finance Matters. Michelle, thanks.
You're welcome.
And if you have questions for Michelle, send them from the contact page of NPR.org. Be sure to include Singletary in your subject line. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.